while I was waiting, I actually went and worked at Porirua Hospital.
So that's the mental
That was
hospital.
A short period, mm. yeah.
And what were you doing there?
Well, I said, because there was a, my friend's mother was a psychiatric nurse, and she said to me, "Mate, go and get a job at hospital. Tell them that you want to be a student, you want to train to be a psychiatric nurse, and they'll put you in a good ward." And I said, okay. So that's what I did. I said, I would like to do my training. And the training wasn't going to start for a little while, but they had a position for me in the acute admission ward, which I worked in. And then Jim had got himself a place in Sydney and a job. And I sort of said, bye. And they weren't very happy about that.
So was that that old, huge hospital? Or
yes, it was.
So it was before great. That, a massive... It's massive place massive. On the sort of hill, really,
yeah.
isn't it?
Massive wards all over the place. Most of them have been pulled down now,
yes.
but it was a massive place.
Yeah. And you were in admitting?
I was in the admission ward, yeah. So they call it was K1 and K2. It wasn't at the old building, but it was like a prefab. But that's where they brought in all the new acute cases.
Oh, okay.
And it was mostly drug overdoses, people trying to commit suicide. People, because in those days they could admit themselves to the hospital and then they would be put in there for assessment and decided where they're going to go to. And some of them would be needing to be locked up, and all of them were locked up. We all had a great big key that we used to carry around with us, so all doors were locked, but some of them were locked up within that locked up area. And so you had some pretty sad cases there, mm. young people. And
yeah. Were yeah. you aware of how many other nurses there had general training as well?
Sometimes I was the only one, and I wasn't psychiatric trained. Majority were just nurse aides.
Okay.